All right.
I hear you.
Talk radio.
I hear you, Ema.
If you turn your back on Yah, you will lose. You will surely lose everything. Hallelujah. Welcome, radio listeners. Welcome to another edition of the Elder Show. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. Hallelujah. My name is Elder Yeliah. Hallelujah. And if she's ready, we have a special guest with us tonight, Ema Ahaya. Hallelujah. This will be a treat tonight. Hallelujah. Are you there, Ema?
Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom to all the family listening and all your friends listening. It's a beautiful thing to be here for Yah.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have a special treat tonight. But this is a different type of show. Those who were with us the time is going so fast, it does feel like yesterday. Those who were with us last week, you know, the show was a little different. It was more a message that was dedicated to a particular group, the vaccinated group, the ones who have been vaccinated. What type of vaccination are you asking? Now, you have to be living under a rock for the last 2 years if we really have to answer that question, because we know right now more than the earth being split up, at least this country, let's say the United States, more than being split up along racial lines. I would beg to argue that along these lines are catching up to racial lines and maybe have surpassed the division along racial lines, and that is the lines of division between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And we're talking about the so-called plandemic. So the Most High dropped a message in my spirit, and this message is for the vaccinated. We all can get something out of it, but it's particularly to the vaccinated. And if it's Yah's will, we're going to complete this message tonight. We have a scripture reading, and it's pretty much the same as it was last week, so we're going to reiterate. This is going to be our foundational scripture. And I'm reading from the King James Version. The scripture is taken out of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, and it reads as follows. Yahuwah is not slack, that means he's not slow, concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing, and listen to this carefully because this is going to answer some questions down the line, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, Yahuwah is not slack. He's not slow. He's not slow moving. He's not delaying his promises. But it says, instead, he is long-suffering. It means he's merciful to us, to usward. He's not willing that any should perish, but he wants all to come to repentance. Are all going to come to repentance? Well, Scripture says no. And Scripture says, though the seed of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant will be saved. Hallelujah. So, but that doesn't mean that the heart of the Most High doesn't will for all men to be saved. It's the evil in men's hearts that reject the truth. Hallelujah. So this message, the title of our message, you could say this is part two. The title of our message is as follows. Message to the vaccinated. Repent. The door of the ark is closing. Repent. The door of the ark is closing. What does the ark have to do with repenting? And what does it have to do with the vaccinated repenting? Well, we're talking to believers here. If you believe in the Most High's word and you believe in our Mashiach, he prophesied back in Matthew 24 that these times, the end times, it says, so as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the time of the Son of Man at his return. So you're going to have similar conditions. You're going to have similar catastrophes. You're going to have similar unrest. Okay? So we know Yahusha's prophecy is going to come true. Scripture speaks of when the word of Yah, it's impossible for it to come back void. It's going to accomplish what it was set out to do. It's going to prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. So we're not worried, we're not concerned about if this prophecy is going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. It's when it's going to come to pass. And that time is now. Let's talk about conditions. What were some of the conditions that marked the time of Noah that you could say, well, this was happening there, and you would know it was the time of Noah? Look no further than Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 described there was some what we would consider strange events happening. It was a strange condition that was taking place at that time. What were those conditions? Well, we had an unlawful union between celestial being and terrestrial being. Celestial from above, from the spirit world, from the heavenly, terrestrial below, from the earth. So those were forbidden. The watchers and the daughters of men getting together in unlawful union. The offspring of that was a disaster. Those are what we know as the Nephilim. King James calls it the giants. These were Nephilim. These were hybrid, part human, part angelic. What happened to them? Well, after the flood, after Noah preached for decades, some say even over a century, and the flood came, those Nephilim, those offspring between the daughters of men and the sons of Yah, those offspring, their bodies were destroyed, just like mankind. Their bodies were destroyed, but their spirits were not destroyed. Their spirits roamed in the deep, roamed the earth. Now, because of how Yah destroyed the earth the first time with water, and water covered the face of the earth, even the highest peaks, what we call the highest peaks today, Mount Everest, the highest peaks were covered. So these disembodied spirits became known as the marine kingdom. So that's why you get that word marine. These are just disembodied spirits, disembodied Nephilim. That's what roamed the earth. So let's go to today's time. It says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the time when the Son of Man returns. At the time of Noah, there's another thing. The Nephilim, these hybrid beings, did not only populate the earth in great numbers, but they were in the ruling class. It said these were the men of renown. Stop looking at them for a second as, you know, half goat, half man, and walking around with four hooves and a face with a man, as a man with a beard and everything, you know, like you see in these movies like Jason and the Argonauts and Sinbad. No, that's more of the extreme thing. These were men that probably looked more like President Joe Biden and Senator McAuliffe and these creatures that sits in our nation's capital. Yes, these were, the scripture says, they were men of renown. And if you follow that chapter, they were talking about these Nephilim, these hybrid beings. They were men of renown. But they were tainted. They were not all man. They were not all fallen one. They were not all celestial. They were a mixture. They were a hybrid. So, and they proliferated the earth. So those conditions will have to be repeated in this time for that prophecy to come true. How do you get, we have 7.8 billion, that's the latest estimate, on the earth at our population. How do you get those conditions? How do you get that Nephilim DNA into so many people where it's now proliferating throughout the globe? I mean, what do? You can't start a mating campaign. That would take generations upon generations to have offspring. And then another generation have offspring. Yes, they could grow that way, but that would take generations from now, maybe a millennium. But how can you do it quickly? Well, there's something called this vaccine. And we're going to talk about this vaccine because we're talking about the vaccinated. This message is to the vaccinated. And yes, for time's sake, we're going to cut right to the chase. That vaccine has the Nephilim DNA. We're cutting to the chase. You can do the research on your own time. We're going to get right into it. That vaccine has the Nephilim DNA. So you can squint. You could make faces at that information, but that is the truth. We played a video probably about 2 months from now. I mean, 2 months ago. It was a series. It was called Proliferation of the Hybrids. I urge you to go back and watch that series, part 1, 2, and 3. It's packed with information. We had some video clips from experts, and they confirmed what's in that vaccine. And it's not a hard thing to do. Remember, there's nothing new under the sun. Just like they have ways of extracting DNA now and try to splice. And you see lab rats now with face of a monkey and things like that. Yeah, these things are, wow, how could they do that? There's nothing new under the sun. All of that is just all-in-one technology. That technology is from above. That's that forbidden technology that was never meant to be taught to mankind. But, of course, the Watchers taught that to mankind. They was teaching that type of thing back in the times of Noah. That's how they had all of this unholy unions, not just with man and the fallen ones, but the Nephilim carried even further, and they were interbreeding with plant life, animal life, sea life. Well, you think the terms of mermaids and sirens and all of these kind of weird creatures came about. That was the splicing of DNA between one species and another. So there's truly is nothing new under the sun. Hallelujah. So, the call went out. You say, why is this to the vaccinated people? We're going to be real blunt with you. The call went out to all the believers in Mashiach, to those who call on the Most High. And what call was that? The call against the vax.
Hallelujah.
The call went out. It went out loud and clear. You may say, I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the call. Well, it went out in the spirit. You had to be walking and living in the spirit to hear or discern the call. But trust me, the believers got the call. I could see it in my own personal life. The people I know and love and trust, those who believe in the Most High, I didn't even have to say, brother, sister, don't touch this stuff. Don't take the jab. I didn't have to say that. Before I could say that, they're telling me this. It's like it was a silent alarm. It was like on a different bandwidth, a different channel. It went out throughout the globe. The people of the Most High knew, do not fool with this vax. The Ruach HaKodesh was setting us all up. He was letting us follow this whole pandemic from start to finish. Okay, why are they having this 24/7 nonstop campaign? A fear, just pure fear about the vax. Even though they could never change the numbers, they could never say the survivability numbers of this. They could never change it from being over 99%. It's pretty much like 99.6, some of them say 99.8% survivability.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
So why would you preach nonstop on all your big media networks of a so-called virus that's going to destroy the world, that's going to slip under your doorpost, slip under your doors, and the vapors are just going to seep right up into your bedroom, kill your whole household, with a virus, if it is a virus, that has almost 100% survivability, 99.6. I'm not even saying, I've seen 99.8, so I'm being conservative when I say 99.6. So what is the fear? People were dying from the flu for decades, you know, a certain number every year, a certain percent. Tuberculosis, diabetes, heart disease. What about these things? Cancer? I mean, the real killers, as we know, in our lifetimes. AIDS, supposedly, you know, HIV. But all of a sudden, this thing comes with a 99.6 survivability, and the whole world gets shut down. The whole world. The economy comes to a screeching halt. Jobs are stopped or put on pause. Some people couldn't even go out their house, drive down the street, unless it's classified as essential. What was all this
right stuff?
You know, everybody's got to put on a mask now. Doctor's office, don't come into the office. We'll make your appointment by teleconference. I mean, look at the insanity. And then every network you turned on, that's pretty much all you heard. Propaganda. The virus. Going to kill you, going to kill you, going to kill you, going to kill you, going to kill you. It's going to get you, it's going to get you. You can run, but you can't hide. It's going to get you. And you, this is how beautiful the Ruach is. Yahushua said it'll show you things to come. Oh, that is so true. It will show you things to come. It wasn't much longer after they were preaching this on every major network, and might as well throw in social media too, that this thing is big, and this virus is going to get you. And the Ruach was laying in our spirit. This is a fear campaign, and they're coming up with something. And we knew that thing they were coming up with is what it's really all about. They're coming up with something. They're going to find, you know, we were some of us called it back in the day, they come up with an antidote, a so-called antidote. But that's going to be the lethal thing. That's going to be the thing that they really want you to have. That's what it's really all about. Some might have said the vaccine, well, whatever. But we knew they were supposed to come up with some kind of cure, just out of the blue, just pull it out of. We knew it. I'm not making this up. We felt it in our spirits. I know Elder and I would talk about these type of things. So, as time went on, they're going to kill you. The virus is going to kill you. Lo and behold, what did you start hearing? Oh, there. The virus is killing people. The hospitals are full. They're packed. We got to build extra wings to the hospital. They were actually putting up extra, at least on TV, they were actually building extra wings outside the hospital to house all the so-called dead bodies that's going to be there. I've never saw those things fill up. But here they go. Oh, hold on. Hold on, world. Something's coming. Something's coming. There might be hope. Might be light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, we got some companies working on a vaccine. We got some companies working on a vaccine. I'm sorry, you say anything, Ima?
Your phone was blinking in and out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah. The technical difficulties. So here comes the so-called cure. One side saying it's going to kill you, going to kill you. Oh, they're working on a vaccine. They're working on a vaccine. Right there. Confirmation of our spirit. Oh, okay. See what's going on now. This is what it was all about. This is what it was all about. Now, vaccines throughout history, at least in this country, United States of America, have taken anywhere from 5, 10, sometimes 15 years or more. Animal testing, you know, double-blind tests, all of these things. But this here, this is we supposed to believe this has come out from the top, pull out of somebody's backside, and into the vials, you know, into the hospital wards. I mean, just overnight. You say, oh, but we've been testing mRNA. It's not new. They can test. Yeah, but they didn't tell you. Every test that they've done with this mRNA with lab animals, the subjects died. None of them survived. They never got to the human test subjects. So guess who are the lab rats? You all are the lab rats. This is, you say, it's not tested. That's right, it's not tested, but it was tested enough. It's not tested to heal. It's tested to do just the opposite. They tested it, and they know what it can do, and they know what it will do, including the Nephilim DNA. So this message is for the vaccinated. For some reason, my vaccinated brothers and sisters, some of you maybe you call yourself spiritual or religious, churchgoers, whatever, but you got to ask yourself, for some reason you didn't get the memo. And I scratched my head, how is this? Not only myself got the memo, all the people that I know of, yes, and I know I don't know millions of people, but the circle that I know and some of the people in that circle, their circle, and then some of the people in that circle, their circle, all the people that I'm tied with, I haven't seen anybody who's walking in this truth that didn't know that this was not the thing to do. Something in their spirit says, this is not right. Hey, there's even unbelievers. And they might didn't get the memo from the spirit of the Most High. Maybe they did, but a lot of them did. They went the outside approach. They went and did their own research, scientific research. And they even came back with the conclusion, there's no way in hell I'm taking this thing. I'm not taking it. My wife, not my family, not taking it. Definitely my children not taking it. So you have people who, you know, don't even claim to have a spiritual walk with the Most High. Maybe even some atheists. But just by doing the research alone, the cold hard research, they came up with the conclusion that this is not the thing to do. Who are they? You could see them protesting by the thousands, by the millions all around the world. Europe, you know, they're in Spain, they're in the UK, France. My goodness, Australia, I mean, even peaceful little Canada, and they don't like to show it in this country because our press, our so-called free press, is anything but free and bought and paid for our press. So they're not going to show much. But you could see it in towns like New York, L.A. There's protests here, too. A big hospital in Houston, Texas. I remember they were one of the first ones that says if the medical workers here, nurses, do not get vaccinated, they're going to be out of a job. Many of them protested and held fast and did not give in. So you've got unspiritual people who got up off of their rear ends and put in the work and did research and came up with the knowledge that this is not good. This will not go into my body. Then you had those who are spiritual, who have a relationship with the Most High, were warned through the Spirit that this is not the thing to do. I will not put this into my body. Now back to you, our vaccinated brothers and sisters, especially those who are Israelites of the flesh, whether you know you're Israelites or not, the so-called black man or woman. Why didn't you get the memo? And if you did feel the Most High tug at your heart and say, hey, put the brakes on this. I know you're full of fear. I know you've been sucked into this thing, watching the newscasters, watching the so-called experts, the Fauci's and all, you know, come on the air and talk. And a lot of you, so-called religious people, listening to your leaders, your pastors. When it comes down to it, a lot of you, instead of having salvation from the Mashiach, a lot of you have pastor salvation. So you listen to your so-called pastors, and your pastors sold you down the river. Some pastors even went above and beyond. Not only did they tell their flock, yes, get the vaccination. We believe in the science. We're going to trust the science. They went a step further. And some of them made their churches vaccination centers. Talking about diabolical. But you know, Yah pulled the sheet off of them and let us see their filthy hearts. They call themselves men and women of God. That's the word they use, the Most High. Well, they're men of women of God. But ask yourself, which God? Yeah, the God of this world. So they're leading their flocks down the river. Take the vaccine. Take the vaccine. We believe in science here. I've heard so many of these preachers stand up. So question again to my vaccinated brothers and sisters. Why didn't you get the memo? I'm going to give you a few hints. Yahusha says, in the last days, men's hearts will fail them because of fear. You know how you got that fear? You listen to that witchcraft. Witchcraft is nothing more than influence. You've listened to that witchcraft 24-7 coming at you. 365, 24-7, 365. You listen to that witchcraft and so-called experts coming on one after the other. All of them singing the same tune. The virus is going to kill you. The vaccine will save you. The virus is going to kill you. The vaccine will save you. Matter of fact, that's your only salvation, this vaccine. And it's scientifically safe. So you heard it from these mainstream media types. Then you go to your place of worship and you hear it again from your pastors. So You're getting it from both sides. You're getting the reports from the mainstream media. You're getting a report from your crooked pastor. See, but the Most High says, who has believed our report? And to whom have the arm of Yah been revealed? I don't care how many Fauci's, how many experts tell you something is safe and this is the best thing for you. The Bible says Let every man be a liar, and let Yahuwah's word be true. Cursed is the man that put his trust in man and make flesh his arm. It comes down to who do you believe? The proof is in the pudding. You could say with your mouth, I believe the Most High. But where did your actions lead you? You heard actions speak louder than words. So at the end of the day, who did you trust? Your pastor told us who they trust. We trust the science. At the end of the day, you trust the science. The same science that said the so-called black man was not even fully human, that he's three-fifths of a human being. Oh, yes, that's science. That's their science. That's in their constitution, the highest document of the land. That's what you put your trust in, that same system. Same science that had black men under this covert experiment, giving them syphilis for, I think it went on for 4 decades, and had these men thinking they were receiving good first-class medical treatment for a condition that they created, that they labeled bad blood, and had these men giving them live syphilis. And the filthy, it's bad enough giving it to them, but they knew that these men would take it back home to their wives and significant others and pass this thing along in the neighborhood where it could proliferate. That's the science. That's the experts you believe in. That's what you proudly say you trust. I hear it. We hear it. You have a proud heart. I hear you say so many times, I trust the science. I trust the science. I don't hear any of you who say that say, I trust the Most High. What Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in Yahuwah, trust in his word with all thine heart. It didn't say trust in man. It say, let every man be a liar and let Yahuwah's word be true. It say, trust in Yahuwah with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean to your own rationale, your own intellect, your own reasoning, your own scientific theories. It says trust in what? Well, you the word of the Most High ain't coming up with no cure. I don't see him coming up with no cure. That is totally false. That is totally false. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So, we're going to come up with a two or three witnesses. All right. Witness number one, taken from Exodus 15:26. Remember, it says, trust in Yahuwah's word with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Remember, it says, who has believed our report? Not CNN's, Fox, MSNBC report, but Yahuwah's report. Remember, it says, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and make flesh his arm. So what's the alternative, you say? Yahuwah ain't coming up with nothing that we could trust in. Here's witness number one, Exodus 15:26. It says, if thou wilt diligently, start off with if. See, a lot of you don't like that. That's conditional. You want that instant. Well, they just jabbed this thing in my arm one time. My life is safe. We know that ain't true. Yeah, we see what's going on. See what's going on with the so-called safe vaccinated people. But look what the Most High said. He say, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, thy Elohim, or thy mighty one, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, listen to these conditions, and wilt give ear to his commandment. Uh-oh. We had a lot of church folks taking this vaccine. See, that, this struck a nerve here because it says, give ear to his commandment. And I know a lot of you church folks, either you or your pastor done taught you that you don't have to keep the Most High's commandments. You know, laws are done away with, even though Yahuwah says that's not true. He said, I didn't come to do away with the law. He said, matter of fact, not one jot, one tittle of this law shall be done away with until all is fulfilled. You know. So, but throughout all of those witnesses, even the Mashiach himself, you disregarded it and you believe in your pastor. Or you believe in your fleshly heart. You don't want nothing to do with them laws and commandments. And he says, and will give ear to his commandments. And he don't mean just hear them, he means do them. What did our dear brother James say? Apostle James, he says, be doers of the word and not just hearers only. See, that covers okay. That part. He say, you be hearers only, he say you're deceiving your own self. So you read this where it says, give ear to his commandments. You think you just hear them and don't have to do them? You know that's not true.
You're falling the slippery in the DNA, Elder.
Oh, okay. What's going on with that? Okay, I'll just get right up in the mic and kiss the mic. Let's see.
Still flickering. There you go.
Okay.
You're back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just going to plow ahead. He said, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. He said, if you do that, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Brought upon the unbelievers, the other nations. He said, for I am Yahuwah, it is I that healeth thee. Let's go to another witness. Psalms. That was Yahuwah speaking through Moshe, that previous one. Now, this one is Yahuwah speaking through the king, King Dawid. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. It said, bless Yahuwah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his set-apart name. Bless Yahuwah, O my soul, and for... Listen to this. You think Yah doesn't have a cure? It says, bless Yahuwah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Listen to these benefits. You think your job has a good benefit plan? Listen to these benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth, and we know it's better to never get this so-called COVID, but for those who did get it, the scripture says, who healeth all of our diseases. You can't get more cut and dry than that. But just in case, we're going to go to one more witness. This is from Yahuwah speaking through our brother James, Apostle James. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. It says, is any sick among you? Is any weak or infirm? It says, let them call for the elders of the assembly and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Now, when they pray, look what's going to happen. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahuwah shall raise him up. Yahuwah will heal him, make him whole. Yahuwah shall raise him up, and if he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Hallelujah. Gave you three witnesses. Scripture says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So whose report are you going to believe? No, whose report did you believe? Remember, we're talking to the vaccinated. Now, all is not lost. Because for those of you who didn't disconnect or turn the channel by now, there's good news. There's news of hope. Hallelujah. There's good news. But it's going to take something out of you. It's going to take dropping your pride. It's going to take becoming humble. See, we have some scriptures about pride and humility. James 4 and 6 says, Yahuwah resisted the proud, but give it grace. That means mercy, favor to the humble. What is an example of humility? Admitting our mistakes. Admitting I was wrong on this. That's why you will put this message in my heart, because a lot of you, not all, but a lot of those of you that have taken the jab, especially those of you who says, well, I took it and I'm fine. Ain't nothing happened to me. I'm feeling good. I don't have no side effects. A lot of you are haughty and proud. You already missed the memo. You already missed the call that went out. You listened to your pastor's call, but you ignored the Most High's call, because this is not a good thing. But a lot of you have doubled down, and you're saying, no, I trust the science. I don't see nothing wrong with it. You don't want to look at the facts. You don't want to look at an alternative view. Do your research, and doing research is not listening to CNN experts, so-called experts. That's not research. That's being bewitched by the demonic propaganda. If somebody's going to tell you that you can't work and earn a living, you can't pay your house note anymore, you can't pay your rent or feed your child unless you get something in your arm. You mean that doesn't ring a bell to you? That doesn't raise red flags? And when you tell them, it's my spiritual belief is against this thing, and they say, well, we're not regarding your spiritual beliefs. You take this, or you're out of this job. That doesn't raise a red flag. Right. They don't respect your God, they don't respect your higher power, what you believe in, Christians, you know, JC, they don't respect that, even so-called Hebrew Israelite brothers, because, come on, we're going to expose them too. There's some of these camp leaders, their leaders, so-called leaders, have even told their members to take this jab too. You're no different from these pastors. You're going to suffer the same reward. But look at the followers. Don't you know followers, not just with this jab, but with all of your transgressions, you're not going to be able to stand before the judgment seat and say, well, my pastor or Hebrew Israelite leader told me that it was all right. First of all, because they're not going to be with you, you're going to stand before them by yourself and say, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of the Most High. That's not going to be a good enough excuse. So now many of you are being haughty. You're not being humble. You're saying, I'm fine. And a lot of you, you've taken it a step further, and you're actually against those who are against this vaccine, against this invasion of their body, their invasion of their temple. You're actually agreeing with the with these leaders who are saying that we don't have a right to our body in this, a right to the sovereignty of our own body in this matter. You know, you have to protect We have to protect the public at large. That's another thing that doesn't make sense to many of us. If this vaccine is such a cure and such a cure-all, why do you need protection from ones who haven't taken it? So you want someone to take something that was, that's supposed to be already protecting you. You want them to take it. You say, but it, my protection is not working because these other people are not taking it. Do you know how ignorant that sounds? There's a lot of memes out, and a lot of them I can't even say over the air. But there's a lot of memes out. One of them is funny. One of them said, my grandma wants to go swimming, but she can't because everybody else won't jump in the pool. Something to that effect. I mean, it's crazy. So this thing is supposed to, or she can't go swimming because her neighbors are not wearing their neighbors don't have on their snorkel or something like that. It's just making fun of the ridiculousness of what these so-called experts are saying. So somebody's supposed to protect you from what you're already supposedly protected from. They're saying the best protection is to get vaccinated and then to get double vaccinated and then to get boosters. But then they're saying that's not enough because it's not going to work unless these other people get protected. But you've been duped, hoodwinked, and bamboozled. And you're still not humble enough to confess, to humble yourself and confess that you were duped. That whatever the cause was, whether you are a pastor follower, whether you trust pseudoscience more than you trust the Most High's word and his promises of protection, or you were just led about by rampant fear. If you listen to witchcraft 24/7, demonic propaganda, yes, it's going to get to you. It's going to have influence. Witchcraft is influence. You're going to be influenced. And many of you were influenced by fear. And you were overwhelmed by fear. And you made a bad decision. We're going to help you with humbleness. And Ima, I'm going to bring you up here. 1 Peter 5 and 6 says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of Yahuwah, that he may exalt you in due time. So what is the good news in all this for those who have already taken the jab? The good news is we have a Most High that forgives. We have a Most High that's all-powerful, that restores, but it takes humility. We're going to read some of his instructions. You can obtain that restoration. You can obtain that forgiveness, but you have to be willing to humble yourself. You have to be willing to humble yourself. I'm going to read right from his word. I'm going to let his word instruct you how to get there. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, Yah's word reads, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, and that's for all you churchgoers, that's for the Hebrew Israelites, Islam, atheists, listen, this could be a one-size-fits-all if your heart is right, if you're ready to humble your heart and say, you know what, I may have made the biggest mistake of my life. I did miss the memo, but I'm humbling myself and I acknowledge it. I'm not going to boast against those who listen to the call, but I'm going to humble myself. It says, if my people which are called by my name, listen to the first thing it says to do. Listen to the first thing. It says, will call by my name shall humble themselves. That's number one. Humble yourself. Get off your high horse. Stop trying to hold on tight, you know, to this pride. Just because you've already taken it, you want to say, no, I'm not going to admit I made a mistake. I'm not going to show all them people who protest against the fact that they're right and I'm wrong. I'm not going to do it. I'm going with the science. I believe in the science. Well, then you're missing the number one instruction. It says humble yourself. So for those who are willing to humble yourself, you could go to the next step. For those who don't humble themselves, you're out right there. Your heart is too stubborn. But for those who got past step number one, humble themselves, here's the next thing. Humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Talk to the Most High. And seek my face earnestly. Call out to him. Cry out to him. Now, here, if you made it that far, here's the one that get the most people turned around. Here's the one that's going to make it break the whole deal. Because this is where people do not want to change. This one involves changing. This one involves effort. This one involves sincerity and commitment. It says, and turn from their wicked ways. And one of those wicked ways is pride. It goes before a fall. Pride. Turn from their wicked ways. What does that sound like? Oh, it sounds like repentance. Turn from your wicked ways. You just can't talk to the Most High, cry out to him, praise him. You got to be willing to back that up with a committed lifestyle to change. Where you were proud, now be humble. Where you were disobedient, now be obedient. Where you were walking, serving Satan, now walk, serving the Most High. Turn from their wicked ways. His word goes on to say, if you do those things, it says, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Heal. Here's healing. And heal their land. There's healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's healing. And I'm going to repeat the scripture, Ema, and then I'm going to bring you up. Exodus 15 and 16 again. We're talking about healing and restore. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, thy Elohim, thy mighty one, and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments. You got to leave the preacher alone. He's telling you the law is done away with. All he wanted, he just wanted to keep one law. He threw all the rest of them away. You can live it up, do your thing, do what you want to do. But one law, we're going to keep that one law. What's that? Tithing. Oh, you got to do the law of tithing. The one law that is actually not practiced anymore because we're not under the Levitical priesthood. That's the one he wants to keep. Ain't that something? He says, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. He says, I will put none of these diseases. If COVID is a real disease, then it falls under this category. He will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians, upon the other nations. For I am Yahuwah. It is I that healeth thee. And we already know about the Psalms 103 and 3. Bless you, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities and who heals all of our diseases. So to the vaccinated, you got to admit you missed the call, but there's still hope. If you would humble yourself, turn from your wicked ways, admit you were wrong. See, because this vaccine that they gave, it wasn't designed by these evil doers. It wasn't designed by these evil doers to do this, to start having all of these adverse effects immediately. See, they're smarter than that. This was, it's like taking a time capsule. We have our vitamin C, we have time-release vitamin C because they're better. You don't just take them into your body and then it goes out of your body. The first few trips to the restroom, the vitamin C is gone. The time-release stays in your system longer and is more effective. So we buy the time-release. And that same principle is how this vaccine was created and designed to work. It wasn't designed to work right off the bat as far as the adverse effects. People weren't supposed to be getting this Bell's palsy, dying right, you know, at the site, collapsing at the site, having all these hives and rashes, and these young men getting myocarditis, you know, all these heart problems and blood clots, just dying. That virus reporting system that the CDC has, if you believe that thing, then you believe there's oceanfront property in Missouri. That thing is vastly, vastly erroneous. The numbers there, some experts predict not even 10%. I mean, they're reporting less than 10% of the actual number. Some say less than 1% of the actual number. So there could be hundreds of thousands, millions, tens of millions of people have adverse reactions up to and including death that are not being reported. Hey, you think they're gonna monitor themselves justly? That's like putting the fox in charge of the hen house. That's like having these internal investigations when a police officer does something crooked and unseemly, and people get wind of it, and he's supposed to be investigated, but it's an internal investigation. Yeah, so he's going to get investigated by his cronies, right? And that's supposed to be just and fair. Well, that's the same thing you're doing. You're believing these people who are in on this scheme, this so-called pandemic. You're letting them be your moral compass that they're going to do the right thing and report what's actually going on. No. The fox guarding the hen house never works out. That approach never works out. So this thing wasn't designed to come at you and tear you down, tear your body down right away. Because they got billions of people to convince. That's why this 24/7 campaign has been going on so long. They got billions of people to convince, to jab. And if they're running around, people running around hearing that, Joe Blow took the shot and he's dead. And Joe Blow took the shot and his knee swelled up and burst and, the other person's hair fell out. They can't have all that bad press. It was designed to be more time relief. More like 6 to 18 months, some say even 2 years before the real damage is done. And while the real damage is getting done, you're still having this Nephilim DNA in you. Now, I know you don't want to look at that. But the Bible says the truth will make you free. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. So why are you getting these quick adverse reactions? You know why you're getting them? That's the mercy of the Most High. The ones who created this thing, you weren't supposed to see all these quick adverse reactions, because they know that could put a crimp in their plan. And people start waking up and say, hey, wait a minute. And many people are doing that. That's why I say even non-spiritual, even atheists, they say, whoa, this person called Bell's palsy. Whoa, this person died 5 days after the vaccine. But of course they're going to say, well, it wasn't a vaccine. He died of he had a bad cough. Person's perfectly healthy. Perfectly healthy. All of a sudden he took this and died 3 days later. No. But some of you are so hard-hearted, you're going to make yourself believe that because you don't want to think you were wrong for taking it. You're going to believe all of their reports, all the nonsensical ones. You're going to still believe it because you don't want to admit, I just can't admit that I did this wrong. I'm not going to admit it. I'm not going to show them that I was. No, I'm not going to admit it today. This thing wasn't meant to have these quick adverse reactions. It was meant to have more of a time release. Why? So they could have time to coerce more people, more gullible people, catch more people in their web. Once they got the jab, the jab is there. What's in the jab is in their body. And then, after the months have passed, or a year, then these things start coming. Then whatever was in there will start manifesting itself on the outside. Then you start seeing the destruction. But by then, they would hope to have all of their numbers in the billions. See? But why are these quick ones coming out? Why are these quick adverse reactions coming forth? You know why? That's the mercy of Yah. That's the mercy of the Most High. Giving you guys another chance. He knew that what their plans were to have a slower time release reaction, but that's the Most High intervened to show you guys that, hey, there's something wrong. Stay away from this. Stay away from this. You want the truth. I have the truth. The truth is in my word. Stay away from this. These people are mad as hell that these quick adverse reactions are happening. They are so mad they didn't design this. These are the flaws. And when it happens, they have to try to cover it up. That's why they say, oh, well, it is only like one in a million that have an adverse reaction. That's a lie from hell. And I know you who took it want to believe that. You want to believe anything they say because you're proud. Your heart is hardened. You don't want to admit that you missed the call. But before I bring Ema up, I'm just going to tell you, being proud, hard-hearted, that is not the way to overcome what's coming your way. There's something coming your way. I don't care if it scares you or not. There's something coming your way because there's something in you. And the thing they put in you is not to help you. It's to do the opposite. And your only hope is to turn to the Most High. You've said so many times, I trust the science. I believe in the science. Well, it's time to start believing in the Most High. Now, the good news, I've seen some of you confess, repent. I've seen some of you online. Some of you posted videos and everything saying, I made a mistake. Look what this thing has done to my body. And of course, they take the videos down. And some of you are clever. You put them back up under another account or something. Or you might go to a different platform. YouTube is basically, they should just change that to CensorTube. It just censors everything. So some of you moving to different platforms, a Rumble, a BitChute. But some of you have actually confessed, look, and shown the video, shown it, shown your body. This is what this has done to me. This is what this has done to my child. This is what's happening. Do not take this. Some of you have humbled yourself and repent. And I pray that the Most High Yahuwah have mercy on you. Reach out to him just like it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. The scripture says he will abundantly pardon. Yahuwah is able to save to the uttermost. Cry out to him. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Humble yourself. And like Yahusha told the lady who was taken in adultery, caught in adultery, at the end of it all, he says, where are your accusers? And she pretty much was saying, like, are you know, they're all gone. because he told him, you know, whoever without sin, let him cast the first stone. And he told her, neither do I condemn you. But he didn't leave it there. He told her to go and sin no more. That's your marching order. Go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. That's what repentance is all about. I was walking left, now I'm walking right. I was going north, now I'm going south. A full 180. Go and sin no more. Don't worry about the hard-hearted ones. There's going to be some of those who are hard-hearted, and they may be in the majority. They will not confess their fault. They will not confess that they didn't get the memo, and they're going to go in their hard-hearted ways. You don't have to be among them. It's always a remnant with the Most High. Be part of that remnant. Repent. So, yes, this is a stern message. This is a direct message, but this is a message of hope to my vaccinated brothers and sisters. Don't let the door of the ark close. Repent. In Noah's time, after they mocked him for decades, when the rain started and the earth was broken up, the deep, the fountains of the deep was broken up, when it finally clicked to them that this old nutcase that was saying all of these disasters were going to happen, it's actually happening. They were banging on the door. They couldn't get in. The mockers, the proud, the hard-hearted. Now, whether there were some there who repented with all their heart, say, yeah, I was wrong. Please forgive me. Hey, who knows? Maybe some made it. But one thing we know, they didn't get in. If they repented, even if they were sincere, they perished. Some of you are going to be so hard-hearted, you're going to wait until it's too late. Because a wilderness experience is promised to the believers. Those who walk in the spirit of Yah, a wilderness, a second Exodus is promised. And you who are hard-hearted, you are on your way to missing it. And if you miss it, you will know you missed it. And it might be at that time when persecution really hits that you start calling out to the Most High. But guess what? There will be no more wilderness left for you. You may repent, but you may have to suffer. You may have to go down to the same fate as those who went down during Noah's time. But there's still hope for you today. If you repent, humble yourself, pray, call on the Most High with all your heart, turn from your wicked ways. He says if you do that, he'll hear your prayer, he'll forgive your sin, and he'll heal your land. That's your message of hope. Repent, my vaccinated brothers and sisters. Come on up, Iman. I know they want to hear from you. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. You know, family, we have got to decide to listen and to look and to tell each other, to show each other what we have found, because that's why I believe the internet was invented for us for such a time as this, so we can convince ourselves. We don't have to, shall I say, worry about what everybody is saying, but we need to be concentrating on being the watcher that Yahuwah wants us to be, especially the watcher over our family. Now, let's go back a little bit and think about it. These people want to vaccinate age 5 through 11 because they already got the 12-year-olds on up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? That age 5 to 11, they don't have enough going on for most of them, especially the little ones, to make a decision themselves. about taking these vaccinations. So who is doing that? The parents.
That's
and the
right.
parents have to figure out what's going on before they allow their children to get these vaccinations.
Hallelujah.
Now, they have turned another corner and said, well, hey, let's just vaccinate those six-month-old children up to age five. Oh, my goodness. Let's just suggest that and see if they'll take that, too. You see, because they know so many people are foolish. And that's not me saying it. That's the Father saying it. In his words, that we are foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens is, think about it, people. Age 6 months all the way up to 110 or something stupid. Then the young ones, age 11 and down, well, like Elder was saying, there's time releases on their shots. Now they only get the young ones, they're only suggesting a half a dose of the adult level. So, which means, families, that your children, too, that get the vaccination, the jab, the whatever you want to call it, guess what? They may not be able to have children in the future.
That's right.
They may be carrying diseases in those shots that won't come up. Let's forget about the 2 years. Let's go beyond that for the children, that they won't know where they're getting all these diseases from. A variety of diseases are in those shots.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone seeing the alien DNA in there. Those little waving, they just waving at you, hey, I'm in here. Hi there. I love you too. And I have seen it online where there's a brown skinned family, shall we say, Negroid person,
mm-hmm.
that there is a young boy, he's about 14 or something like that now, and he's in Africa, and he's helping his mother because he's so hideous looking. And got a big lump in his back, and he's barely walking around. And the white people are over there interviewing them and showing. I think they showing that online so people around the world of them can see what these shots will do to you. See, will and can do to the black man, the Negroid person. See, these things, a lot of times I experiment. You know why I believe that? It's because Bill Gates has been going over there for years.
That's right.
And giving free shots and free candy and for the kids and stuff like that. But bring those shots, man. Bring them on. Because they have been shooting us up on purpose to kill us. And if they don't kill you now, that shot is in you, and you can be dead later, early in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're having these spontaneous abortions, you're having deformed children, and all this kind of stuff that's going on with the shot. It's in the shot. So what we have to do is protect ourselves and our children. If you have had the jab, don't give it to your children.
That's right.
Make up your mind right now that you're not going to take another jab and you're not going to give it to your children.
Hallelujah.
I saw it on the news that if you have had the Johnson & Johnson shot, well, that's just one shot. My goodness, you know what? You need the booster shot. They want to boost you right over the cliff into something that's not going to be different. With you, with your children, what else? And in the future, if you give your little children these shots and they have all kind of problems with diseases coming up in them, guess what? That gives the pharmaceutical people more money from you. Yeah. They make money on you no matter which way it goes. If you got a disease, that's more money. If you don't have any more children, they've done their job, they killed off the race. All of these things are based on shots. And if you have had two shots of Madeira or the other one, guess what? They still want you to have a booster shot. So there you go. And we have told y'all it's not going to just be one shot they want you to have. They want you to have more shots and more shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what you going to do? What that song says, what you going to do when he comes for you?
Bad boys.
Bad boys, bad boys. Because you're a bad boy for taking that shot.
That's right.
But if you got sense enough, ask God to cover you, to protect you and your family, and hopefully he will forgive you, but you got to be real with God. He's got to be your covering, not these other people.
That's right.
Okay? That's what we have to concentrate on, God. Concentrate on his word. Concentrate on who he is to you.
Hallelujah.
So the scriptures tell us that Yah chose us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since he chose us, he's asking us to choose him. That's all it is. It's like a marriage. We have to choose each other to get together.
That's
to
right.
Marriage, don't we?
Hallelujah.
But there we go. The wedlock, we have to be in love with God. We have to be prepared to marry him right now. Because guess what? Like the title of this lesson says, the door of the ark is closing. Now, if you're saying to yourself, I'm looking at the ark, I'm not in there yet. But if the door is closing, guess what? You're not on the ark.
Mm-hmm.
If you're outside looking at the ark door closed, you're not in the ark. Don't fool yourself.
Hallelujah.
Because what happened back in the day? Guess what? When that door started closing, if you were not already in there, you were not getting in. Simple as that. That's all it is. A plus B equals C over here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure they have other alphabets in other languages that mean the same kind of thing. A plus B equals C. 2 plus 2 equals 4. You know? So we have to be aware that these people have been doing this disease thing for years on up. And guess what? When they first came over here, what did they do? Let's use that one word. Let's use the code word disease. They came over here with what? Blanket. Disease, but blanket that they gave the native people here. And killed off a lot of them with that disease.
That's right.
Next, we're looking at what Elder was just talking about. a few minutes ago that when they gave our men money to volunteer themselves to be, shall we say, shot up or drinking down something, they created disease in them to take that home to their families also. Well, then, that's another medical disease, okay? Then, the HIV, another medical disease. Because they took it from the homosexual level and had homosexuals pretending with their wives and others that they were men, but they were diseased up with the HIV and gave it to their wives and the other young ladies that they messed with. So now that disease, too, is still in place. And the one that they gave our men back in the day, that disease is still in place. None of them have left.
That's
None
right.
of them have been cured. That's killing off my people. And so then they went over to Africa and gave them the mad cow disease. Another disease they tried to kill us off with. Well, it's going to kill them off over there in Africa, but then we can make sure we put it in America so we can kill off them again. So they're trying to kill us off so they don't have to pay any reparations.
Uh-oh.
And they're going to deny us those reparations anyway, but we need to know they're trying to kill us. And they don't care how many of them act a fool and take the shot.
That's right.
They're dead or diseased up. They get money either way. Because in the hospital, you see, they were getting big bucks. If you go over there and talk about you think you got the jab and you're still sick and your lungs are giving out, your body's giving out, you're dead, well, that's more money they get. See, so it's all about the dollar. One way or the other, and the second thing is it's about the death. You know what? The little children that get these shots, guess what? They said that the children are having the same kind of problem that the adult had. Okay, so you got a baby maybe that's just shaking. It can't stop shaking. Maybe you got a baby that's hot from that jab. Maybe they can't walk anymore. Maybe they got some other kind of disease that was in the shot. And that MNRA, they are changing you from inside out.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so don't think that they're not doing that. They are changing you from inside out. I don't even care how good you feel. Your body is adapted to it better than others to adapt. That's all. So we got to be aware. We got to be watching. And we especially got to watch ourselves and watch over our family.
Hallelujah.
Because these people are not playing. They're not playing hop-hop. They're not playing jumpers. They're not playing let's box a little, let's raffle a little. They're saying that they will kill you first chance they get. And if they can't kill you, well, you disease us. The party, your party is over. So that's what we got to remember, family.
Hallelujah.
They are not playing. And they pretend that it's just a jab. But in the meantime, they're trying to turn us against each other. Everybody against everybody. If it looks like shit, now they're confused. They don't know if you had a shot or not if you don't have a mask on. Unless they ask you and you tell them the truth. You see? So we don't want to be that kind of people that will fall for anything and everything that they put out. Just tell yourself, well, they put it out, I don't need it. If they asking me to do it, I'm not doing it. You know, people, also, it might be time for you to go ahead and find you a different job to do that may not require you to take the shot.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Make that move. Ask God
yes.
to give you another job. A kind of job that does not require that.
There you go.
And you're going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
I had to do it. I know God was good when he did for me. And I know he did. It took a while. But it took a little time. Took a little time. But he provided me jobs where I could work. Where I can go to work on Sunday instead of on Saturday.
Yes.
I had a full-time job that allowed me to do that. And they allowed me to bring my children with me if I wanted to.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So, hallelujah, he took care of me that way on one job and on a different job. He did the same thing. He provided a way for me to work without having to work on the spot. So
yes.
when you ask y'all for something, ask them about the details. The basic details, you don't want to work on Sabbath, and you need to make enough money to take care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to do. And he will give it to you.
Yes.
He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you.
Be given, yes.
That's right. So, that's all I wanted to say tonight because I know Elder's got a little more that he needs to concentrate on for you. So, that's my Iman advice for you. There you go, Elder. Take over.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Iman. I'm going to take this time now to, I'm queuing up this, to play this clip. It's going to kind of reconfirm some of the things we've been discussing tonight. Sometimes you need to hear from another voice. Hallelujah. So this one says the vaccinated are, hallelujah. This one says the vaccinated are the ones that are getting sick. So we're going to play this clip here.
Hallelujah.
We're going to come back and we'll discuss it. It's about a little over 5 minutes. So listen up. The vaccinated are the ones getting sick. Hallelujah. Here we go.
Well, here you have it. Now, we've got no vaccine refused, next threatened freedom. How's that? Now, how can that be? Because not when I'm reading, obviously, the news. That's not what I'm getting at all. It's consequently, the Daily Mail, they're very disappointing, these reporters. Jason and Daniel need to do your homework. I thought you were investigative journalists. Obviously not, just a pair of clowns who want to go along. How can they keep this lie going for much longer? It's all starting to fit out, isn't it? So we've got low vaccine take up here fuels variant fear. Well, how's that? That's unbelievable. Because we know that it's the vaccinated who are causing a significant risk. So we need to get, obviously, the wheel out the big guns now, trying to get everybody vaccinated, storm over early jobs for the young. Because we know that it'll kill them a little bit more. And a booster boosts for Sunny Off. Why is that? The booster. So you get the booster for the mask, guys. Oh, Gates. So Gates, he's a bit of a dodge pot, isn't he? So you've got all these people. These are the type of people who are coming on the mainstream media and tell people to get vaccinated. just another nonce, isn't he? So anyway, the I've had a lot of complaints about this biased reporting that we've been doing, getting a lot of complaints, getting shut down on Instagram. So what I've decided to do, we'll do a little bit more balanced video, all right? So we'll get rid of that, and here we've got the Express. So I'm going to use the Express, right, because we need to balance out the news a little bit. So close jobs will help us all beat what? Beat what? You must be joking. So let's have a look at, let's just have a quick look at what's really going on. So that is a loony. Look, he's even got it on his head. Would you trust that man? Would you trust that man? I mean, look at him. He's a total crackpot. I'll tell you what, I don't know what drugs he's taking, but that's not as sure or not. That is total excitement. Fantastic. What a great picture to just show how much of a loon he is, right? Jobs do work on Indian variant, he's saying. Well, no, what they're doing, that's what's causing it. See, it says in there, 7 people are in hospital in East Lancashire with coronavirus. Well, coronavirus is a common cold, as we know. All right, so they've got a coronavirus diagnosis. So what's that got to do? But what it's actually saying is, others had one dose, one person had 2 jabs, one patient was at school age. All right, so what they're really saying is, the people that are getting the vaccination are the people who are spreading this so-called variant, or so they say it's a variant. I mean, hasn't been isolated. I mean, just shows the type of bullshit these lot have come out. So anyway, I hope you like the balanced view. But here we go. This was in the Welsh Online. 6 people hospitalised with Indian COVID after having vaccine. 6 people hospitalised with Indian COVID after having vaccine. It is in the vaccine, right? Now, the top guy in the world, reputedly the top guy in the world, and others, what he's telling you here, he's vaccine, this is Geert van den Bosch, all right? Now, he's got to be one of the leading experts in the world in relation to his COVID-19 because he's involved in it, all right? So what he's saying is, if you get vaccinated, this disease, right, these diseases will attack people who've been vaccinated as opposed to people who aren't vaccinated. What he's saying is, there's going to be a dramatic surge in viral infections. You can get this on his website, all right? So non-vaccinated persons should refrain from mixing with vaccinees, those who've been double-crossed. Really important. What he's also saying is there's a significant risk to all healthcare workers, as the vast majority of them have already been vaccinated. Very scary for nurses and anybody coming into contact with people who've been vaccinated and who are now going to expose others to these new variants. So it's all there. There you go. We're not making it up. And like I said, I thought we'd give a balanced view in relation to what's actually going on. All right, so we've actually split papers up. You couldn't make it up. So those that are refusing it are the ones that are going to save the country. All right. The ones that are taking it are threatening the freedom. All right. We're hearing a lot of, and this needs to be sent to every Tory MP to ensure that the people that are being vaccinated are the ones that are getting sick. That is a matter of fact, because these gain-of-function vaccines, not vaccines at all, biological chemical weapon, are going to make a lot of people sick. A lot of people around people that's getting sick, cancers, you name it. I mean, these spike proteins are pretty toxic. Also, the fact that the chip you... As I said, as I warned people, and the people who are going to suffer the most over this, the ones that are going to get sick and die are the ones that have went along and done as I told. You know, the councillors who didn't support me in relation to the 5G network that was fitted in Gateshead. I spoke to a couple of them, one I know in particular, he's had the vaccine because he believes the bullshit, and by his on death's door, they'll all die. That vaccination is a killer. It just doesn't matter when it's going to kill you, but it's definitely what's causing this new variant. So the more people that get to take it, that's why the cult are in a panic. The cult are in a panic and trying to get more people to take it. The only people that will survive this horror show are the ones that don't.
There's a few things we'll talk about on this video that we just seen. Wow, he really brought it home at the end. Early on, the gentleman, boy, that's a heavy Scotch-Irish type accent. Remind me of the leprechauns. But I got a little bit of what he was talking about. He was saying that... we're getting biased reporting, and of course we know that. I mean, it's not just here in the United States. We know our press is just bought and paid for, but we're getting biased reporting all over the world because the same powers that be that's pushing this in America are pushing it in Europe, Australia, Africa, all over the place. So they're on one accord in this pandemic here. He said these diseases or these variants will target the vaccinated, okay? Now, he wasn't just talking out of his head. He was reading these reports. This is media reports. And he also said the ones that are vaxxed are the ones that are getting sick. And he led up to the climax. He says the vaccinated ones are actually causing. Wow, that was a big one. The vaccinated are actually causing these variants. So it's like whatever is going in your body and whatever you shed after that, because they do shed, that is causing these variants. Now, if you want to corroborate his report, look no further than the studies that came out of Israel and Massachusetts. Those studies, and there's many others around the globe, those studies showed that a high majority of the people who were getting hospitalized with this so-called Indian variant, where they changed the name to Delta variant, were of the vaccinated. And that's the Massachusetts study. It should be still in Google if they haven't taken it down. It's Google, same company that own YouTube, and we know they're all about censor. But it was there for a while, Massachusetts study and the Israel study. And if you don't see in Google, try Bing. Israel and Massachusetts, high percentage of the people who were coming down with this so-called new Delta variant were those who were not just vaxxed, but double vaxxed. So they supposed to have been fireproof, right? No, we know that's not true at all. So your protection is not in this vax. Matter of fact, it's going to hasten your destruction. We're going to tell you where your real protection is, and we're going to read that on the way out. But before that, we have one more clip, and this one is a shorter one. This one is only 3 minutes. So we want to show that one. Cue it up for you guys. Give it a moment. Okay. Okay, let's see. Here it is right here. Okay. We're going to play this clip here, and then we're going to come back with our closing commentary. This one is called The Vaccinated Are the Ones Getting Sick. Legalities are trying to mandate this inoculation. Okay, this is only a 3-minute clip, so enjoy this. Stand by. We'll be right back.
We know there will be advances and setbacks. We know that there are many flare-ups that could occur, but
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. The vaccinated will continue to be protected against severe illnesses, but others may not be if you're not vaccinated. But given that the vaccination is convenient and free, it'll be a tragedy and a needless one to see COVID cases among those who do not get vaccinated go up. We're not done fighting this virus. We still have tens of millions left to vaccinate. But we are making significant progress. In fact, when tomorrow's vaccination numbers come out, they'll show that 60% of the Americans have received at least one shot.
So this is what I do. I do dialysis on patients in the hospital. You can guess where I'm at, COVID positive hospital, or completely full, all fully vaccinated patients. Vaccine doesn't work. I'm not getting it. I hate my job today.
Sad reality is that despite our progress, we're still losing people to this virus, which is especially tragic given at this point it is unnecessary and preventable. Virtually all COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths in the United States are now occurring among unvaccinated individuals.
The only conclusion one can reasonably come to from looking what I've told you over the last few minutes is please get vaccinated. It will protect you against the surging of the Delta variant. There are many individuals who would feel, because of age or because of an underlying condition, that they might want to wear a mask. Having said that, let me emphasize that if you are vaccinated, you have a very high degree of protection, and therefore you do not need to wear a mask.
Yesterday, CDC reported a little over 14,000 new cases of COVID-19. Our seven-day average is about 13,900 cases per day, and this represents an increase in cases of nearly 11% from the prior seven-day average. The seven-day average of hospital admissions is about 2,000 per day. This also represents an increase of about 7% from the prior seven-day average. In areas of low vaccination coverage, cases and hospitalizations are up. Further, we are seeing some small clusters and larger outbreaks of COVID-19 in locations such as camps and community events, where proper, hard-learned prevention strategies are not enforced and the virus is readily able to thrive.
Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was an interesting one. Okay, very interesting. So we had Sleepy Joe come on at the beginning, and it was hard to make out what he was talking about. But I like the contrast between the nurse, the person who's actually on the ground, boots on the ground, actually doing the job, actually seeing the people, working with the people who has come down with this virus, so-called virus. She's reporting what she sees and what she knows. Then you have these people in their studios, television studios, wearing their suits and ties, spouting off the same propaganda that you hear 24/7 on these mainstream networks. If you have the virus, I mean, if you have the policy say, if you have the vaccination, you won't have to wear a mask. Well, we know that's a lie because they changed their mind on that. You have the best chance to beat this disease if you have the shot. Okay. All of these people are in their studio, in their suits. This nurse who was in the hospital working with many patients, she says, this hospital is full of vaxxed people. She says, she just told it like it is. She says, the vaccine doesn't work. I mean, that's not funny, but I mean, she just drew a reaction. I mean, that being so real about it. She didn't try to pull any punches, didn't cut any corners. She just says, this hospital is full of vaccinated people. She said, the vaccine doesn't work. She just, those are her quotes. I wrote that down. She says, the vaccine doesn't work. Now, I'll take her word for it over these paid puppets that's on CNN. And then she says, I hate my job. She hated because she's seen the lie. She's seen a hospital full of, a ward full of vaccinated people that she doesn't supposed to see. According to the TV network, she's not supposed to see these people. These people are not supposed to be in her ward, in her hospital room. But she's seen them. Matter of fact, she says the hospital's full of them. So she says, somebody's lying here. I can't stand my job. When I go home and turn on the TV, I hear this man telling me, if you're vaccinated, that's the best way to offer protection. And then I come back to work the next morning, and I'm facing a hospital full of vaccinated patients. But she said, I hate my job. The scripture says, whose report are you going to believe? Do you believe the Fauci, the Gates, sleepy Joe Biden, or creepy Joe Biden? When he's telling you the vaccine is the best way to be protected? Well, the Bible says, who has believed our report? So let's bring his report out. And let that be the last report that we go by today, tonight. Let that be the last report that we hear and consider tonight. Okay. The Most High's report. These are the words of the Most High, written by his servant, Dawid. We're going to read his report. We're going to start at the 91st chapter of Psalms. Starting at verse 1, Yah willing, we're going to read all the way down to verse 11. At least get to verse 11. Here's Yahuwah's report. He said, who has believed our report? Well, here's his report. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's going to be your protection, under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahuwah, he and he alone is my refuge and my fortress. What does the fortress do? It protects you. He's my Elohim, my mighty one. In him will I trust. What did Proverbs say? Trust in Yahuwah with all thy heart. Trust in him with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. He says, surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. This thing coming at you, they say on CNN, coming at you, it's going to get you. You can't go run, but you can't hide. It's going to get you. No, verse 3 says, surely the Most High shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. It's the trap, the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, or his word, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Whenever fear come upon you, and this is what many of my vax brothers and sisters, this is what I wish they would have done before making that decision to be jabbed. I wish you would have allowed Yahuwah's truth, his word, to be your shield and buckler, to be your protection. Consider his word. If his word says it will not come nigh you, take him at his word. It says his truth shall be your shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. That's total opposite from what the networks are trying to tell you. They're trying to pump fear into you. Fear, fear, fear. But verse 5 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence. Talking about this epidemic, this so-called pandemic, the pestilence, that walketh in darkness. You can't see this thing, right? It's airborne. It's invisible. It's just like darkness. You can't see where it's coming from. But it says we're going to be protected from the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Listen here. 1,000 may fall. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. Don't worry about who's getting sick around you, who's getting infected around you. It says 1,000 could fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh unto thee. That's your concern. Yeah, you love your co-workers, mm-hmm. your friends and everything. But look, if they're walking with the Most High, they're going to have the same protection. Now, if they're not, then this protection is not for them. But look, as far as it concerns you, if you're walking with the Most High, it says it shall not come nigh thee, even though 1,000 may fall at the right hand. It says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. That should be your only part of your body that partakes in this whole plague, is your eyes. And that's looking afar off and seeing the destruction of the wicked with your eyes. Why? Because thou hast made your Ua, which is your refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. So you walk with him. You talk with him. You live for him. You love him. How do we know we love him? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, therefore shall no evil befall thee. Look, it made it plain there. Neither shall any plague. That's what they say we're under, this plague.
Uh-huh.
It went from COVID-19 to Delta, now to Mu, M-U. That's supposed to be, each one supposed to be 10 times worse than the other. Now the Mu is supposed to be 10 times worse than the Delta. They say the Delta was horrible and much worse than the first COVID-19. But he says, through all of that, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh you, come nigh thy dwelling. How's he going to do that? He said, for he shall give his angels, his malachim, charge over thee, to keep thee, or to guard you in all of thy ways. Now, all of you in all these passes, walking around with your chest puffed out saying, I trust the science. Do you trust this word? Do you trust the Most High's word? You say you're a man of, in your words, your quote, God, our Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters, even these camps who have told our people to take this jab, do you believe the Most High's report? I don't see anywhere here he say, run and trust your oppressor. Run and trust the system that have oppressed you and shown that they don't love you, shown that they want you to be wiped out. What do you think of all these medical experiments against our people? What were they designed for? They were trying to wipe us out. If it wasn't for the mercy of the Most High, we would have been wiped out. Psalms 83:1-5 shows that they've taken a conspiracy against us and they have made a confederation with each other to wipe Israel from the face of the earth, to wipe their memory. And I'm not talking about that little fake country over there in Israel today. I'm talking about the Israel, the bloodline, the people, the so-called Negro, the so-called black man and woman, the so-called descendants of slaves. They wanted to wipe our bloodline from the face of the earth. That's what that conspiracy in Psalm 83:1-5 was all about. He says, he shall give his malachim charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Well, I'm going to do what, I don't know about you, but I, like Joshua said, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Most High. I'm going to believe Yahuwah's report. I'm not going to trust in man. I'm not going to be cursed. I'm not going to puff my chest out and say, I trust the science. I trust the truth. Truth trumps science. It trumps this pseudo-science. This science that says my ancestors were 3/5 of a human being. No, I trust the Most High. I'm going to believe his report. He told me, let every man be a liar. I don't care what they give them title they give themselves, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. I trust the Most High. Let every man be a liar, but let the Most High be true. But my question to you, whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. Shalom, family. Back to you,
Ima. All
right. Ima.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love that. Me and my house, we shall serve the Most High. Yahuwah. That's all it is. That's all it's going to take. But we have to have the faith. We have to be true believers. And
hallelujah.
That's why I say we must pray. Anything you need, Yah can provide it for you, but you have to ask for it. He knows you need
hallelujah.
It, but he's waiting on you to ask for it. So that's all it is.
Hallelujah.
You got to put forth some effort to get that blessing. Mm-hmm. So tonight has been a nice evening hanging out with all of you, but guess
yes,
what?
It has.
Time to play that going away song. Time for you to call in the night. So I'm getting ready to play that. Talk about Elder for all that you have said this evening. Then
hallelujah.
Here we go.
Hallelujah, Ima.
Dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto Yah, He is my refuge, my fortress, my power, and Him will I trust.
Open your eyes, realize the evil's in disguise. System teach us lies, trust the power of the Most High. It's either do or die in these last days. They hide the truth, masquerade, got you as a slave. But if you want it, come get it, we will give it, we with it. Israelite heritage, Yah waking up and chosen nation. And these are the days that we facing. Trust the mighty one of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah, power of God. In these last days, we gotta trust Yah, power of Yah. Living in it, living in it, Yah, power of Yah. We live in these last days, we gotta trust Yah, power of Yah. Living in it.
He's the power, omnipotent, full of esteem and strength. Controls all things, even Satan bows in the midst of him. Who could stand against him? Father Yah allows the wicked to stand for time, but the time is almost up. Aha! They refuse to repent cause they hate us. Aha! How about we follow the one who made us? Aha! He raised the Messiah the third day from the grave. Promised to never ever leave us Thursday. Messianic, keep the commandments, but that they hate us. Don't follow politicians, religious. The one who led us out of Egypt, who through Moses gave us the way of life, the commandments,
right.
Who through Joshua, Israel, conquered the land of Canaan, the one who gave the apostles power and understanding, the one to this very day, gives us the truth of salvation through Yahushua Messiah, not Jesus, they lying, the truth is crying out,
yeah, power of God, we live in these last days, we gotta trust, yeah, power of God. Living in it, yeah. Power of God. We live in these last days, we gotta trust, yeah. Power of God. Living in it,
get hot, so it's time to get it right, yeah. No excuse for you, the truth is right here. Yah's merciful, he sees what we face in the trials and tribulations and how Satan wanna take us out. But we trust in the power, yes we call on the power. Father Yah is the power, Babylon 1 hour.
And yes, God's love, but the wicked he will judge. That's why the commandments we never depart from. He's the greatest power in the universe. Created the seas, the heavens, and the earth. We bring it this truth to Israel first, then to the nations. Cause God is salvation. Trust the power of the Most High. Trust the power of the Most High. Yeah. Trust the power of the Most High. Yeah. Trust the power of the Most High.
Hallelujah, right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. All right.
Good night. Good night, Israel. Shalom. Good night,
all Israel. All right. Shalom, family.